Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 859, More on Motivation and Money, by Honey Smith of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm Dan, I'm your host and narrator, bringing you some of the best blogs on personal finance each weekday. For now, let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. More on Motivation and Money, by Honey Smith of GetRichSlowly.org. Especially for those of us like me who are in the midst of the long, hard slog of debt paydown, staying motivated can be tough. How do you keep your excitement up and your determination high when financial independence is barely visible on the horizon? Here are some methods for staying the course when your goals will take months or years, heck, even decades, to achieve. 1. Keep your goal visible. This is one tip with which you may be familiar. Let's say your goal is to move someplace tropical when you retire. There are sarcastic quote marks here because there are so many definitions of retirement. However, even early retirement is years or decades away. How can you keep your goal at the forefront of your mind? Turns out there are plenty of ways. You could make your computer's screensaver a picture of a hammock on the beach. You could pick a personalized design for your credit card that reminds you of what you really want when you're tempted to spend. I read a blog recently that suggested making passwords incorporating phrases that remind you of your goals, like "retire in Belize 2045." Finding a way to make the far off a part of your everyday life may help you keep your eyes on the prize. 2. Make yourself accountable. Declaring your goals publicly can be a great strategy to help you stay focused. This is in no small part because when you let others know your goals, they will often speak up when you're in danger of going off course. True story. When I was in 6th grade, I decided that I needed to lose weight. Ugh. My solution was to tell all my friends that I was allergic to chocolate. So anytime I went near a candy bar, their chorus of concern would stop me in my tracks. Now, to be clear, I don't recommend lying to your loved ones. What was I thinking? Oh well, at 11 years old, your brain's barely developed. You're bound to make some silly decisions. At least that's what mid-30s me would have you believe. My point is, though, that if you have supportive friends and family, sharing your goals with others may lead to a timely reminder of what's really important in a moment of weakness. I share my goals here on GRS. And you can, too, via a reader story or in the forums. 3. Switch your strategy. There is only one path to wealth. Spend less than you earn. But there are two main approaches to achieving that goal. You can cut your costs, or you can increase your income. Many people align themselves more closely with one path over the other. However, it would probably be wise to spend some time thinking about both sides of the equation. One way to avoid losing interest, and thus momentum, is by periodically shifting your focus between the two approaches. Maybe this month you spend some serious time with a spreadsheet, analyzing your grocery store purchases and identifying ways to cut back on food costs while still eating well. Then, next month, you go through your closets and garage to find items to sell on Craigslist or eBay, or IDoNowIDon't.com on the off chance you're trying to sell an engagement ring that was a poor investment. The following month, you comparison shop for car insurance, and the next month you pick up some overtime at work. You get the idea. 4. Celebrate your successes. Turning your long-term goals into short-term goals can give you a sense of urgency that may help you keep motivation alive. For example, pay off $90,000 in student loan debt seems like it is too hard or massive or impossible to get excited about. Even if I make an extra payment of a few $100, I don't feel any closer to success. On the other hand, let's say I set a monthly goal along the lines of make at least one extra payment of at least $500. Suddenly, I feel like I've actually accomplished something when I make the exact same payment. Same money, different perspective, more motivation. Once you've achieved your short-term goal for the month, you can think about a reward. However, it's important that you don't break the bank with rewards. Is there something free or nearly free that you can use as a motivating goal? For example, if retiring to that tropical island is your dream, you can spend some time online looking at real estate in that country or geeking out with a cost of living calculator. Or maybe you reward yourself with something really nice after 6 months of extra payments instead of rewarding yourself every single month. 5. Take a break. Every minute of every day doesn't need to be spent obsessing about goals and finances. It's true, sometimes giving yourself a break can be a reward in and of itself. Let's say you make 6 months of on-time extra payments. Go ahead and give yourself a month off. Maybe you use the money you would have spent to buy yourself something, see number 4 that I just mentioned, or maybe you just stick it into savings. Maybe taking a month off from those payments means that you can cut back on your side gig and spend some time reading a good book poolside. It is summer, after all. Sometimes taking a break can give you the space to reevaluate whether this is really a goal you want to keep pursuing in the first place. Perhaps another goal will rise to the forefront and you'll find yourself reprioritizing to incorporate it. Alternatively, you may chafe at the lack of progress you're making and find yourself attacking your original goal with renewed zeal when your break is over. Sounds like a win-win to me. Taking a break can also help you switch strategies, see number 3, by giving yourself time to think. If I hadn't taken a break from auto pay so I could prioritize closing on my house, I never would have realized there was a different way to tackle my student loan payments. And by the way, if you want to read more about that, you can check out my article, Student Loan Update, Interest Rate Edition, on GetRichSlowly.org. Final thoughts. Self-knowledge is an important component to motivation. That may mean outsmarting yourself by understanding your weaknesses or spurring yourself to action by playing to your strengths. Once you know what works for you, you can create a plan for reaching your goals that is tailored to your situation and personality. You just listened to the post titled More on Motivation and Money by Honey Smith of GetRichSlowly.org.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that's going to do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great Thursday, and thank you so much for being here each and every day. I will see you back here tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.